As you all indicated, you've had differing experiences in the past with having your works played and approaching orchestras. One of the challenges of being a composer today is having your work, first of all, either commissioned or accepted to be played. Of course, then it comes, well, how do you get it played again and again and again? What experiences have you had? What are your thoughts as far as what that environment is like in the way you approach your work and that you're looking ahead to making this your career?
I think something that this institute has taught me is an important kind of balancing act between what you're trying to achieve and the practicality of working with live musicians and also in like the orchestra as a moving, living, breathing creature. And as we are also moving, living, breathing creatures, we're both together, the musicians and the composers are trying to find a synthesis of something where we're, you know, it's not set in stone in the same ways that a Tchaikovsky piece is or a Mahler piece is. And it's so exciting to be able to try new things and have a back and forth about how to make something a reality in the clearest way, in the most practical way, but also to actually achieve that ideal sound.
You know, in a week that I think we've all kind of felt like it's felt like a semester of school, a semester of learning compressed into a few days here. But out of this whole experience, to your question, the single biggest gift that this institute is providing is a performance, which we can list, by a professional orchestra, which is next to impossible to come by, and most importantly, recording. Maybe I should stop saying this, but I had the piece done, the first version of it at school, and I was happy with it. You know, I was happy with the experience. I knew it could get a lot better, but I knew there was this 150 hours of revisions that needed to happen, but at that point, I was 98% sure it would never get done again, and I was at peace with that. Actually, I lied earlier. The first thing I did when I got the email was I cried for like 20 minutes. And I called my mom, I called my dad, I called my wife, you know, told my neighbors I hadn't met yet. but the single biggest barrier, I mean, it's always hard. It's always hard. And it's just part of the nature of the field. But the single biggest barrier is not having that first really good recording. The most important thing, I think, to future performances of this piece or other pieces is a really strong recording and work sample. Like, this is not a hypothetical. This is what I've done. This is what I can offer. You can do this, or I can do something else for you like this. And so that's just the overwhelming gift of this week, I think.
I was studying at Juilliard as a percussionist. So I know a lot of folks as a performer, and it is really, it's taxing to approach your friends all the time who are really great musicians that I would want to play the music anyway, but to say, hey, you know, can we do this? It's not going to be glamorous, but, you know, the music's good and you're great, so we'll make something out of it. It's really taxing to organize your own things all the time. I mean, that's one of the big things we've been talking about this week, is how to maximize your efficiency when you're not writing music. Mm-hmm. Of all those other things that go into being a composer, which is making your own parts for the orchestra, or writing emails, which can take hours, you know? I mean, every day, and this is time you're supposed to be thinking about what goes on the page, mm-hmm. you know? So, I don't think I have much more to say about it than that, but this being kind of, in a way, you know, taken by the hand and said, we've got an orchestra for you. You know, that's stunning.
I would agree, and I would just add that really this opportunity for a young composer is just indispensable. I mean, it's really for all of the reasons that, you know, these guys have said. It provides a recording, it provides experience working in a rehearsal, it provides, you know, the opportunity to meet people in the field, whether they be, you know, the people at New Music USA or Boozy and Hawks or Maestro Robertson himself. So all of those things are kind of unbelievable. The other thing I would add is that going forward, you know, you see how at this institute, each of us has, you know, 40 minutes of rehearsal the first day, and then the second day, 30 to 40 minutes that day, and then we have a dress rehearsal, and then we have the performance. So we have so much rehearsal time, each of us, hopefully. In the real world, you know, maybe you write it the same length of a piece, the same difficulty, and you get less time than the first rehearsal. You get like less than 30 minutes on your piece. So the one thing I would say that I've kind of, I'm learning is that going forth, if I have the opportunity to write another orchestra piece for another orchestra on a subscription concert or, you know, what have you, to make it kind of as seamless and easy, not, you know, playable easy, but just make the process and notation and all of that stuff as easy as possible for the orchestra, so that in the limited amount of time they have, they can really get the piece and, you know, nail it in, you know, a short amount of time, so that by the time the performance comes around, you know, it sounds great and it works well.
So what's next? You go home, you wrap up the summer. I guess there's, summers don't exist after you're out of school. What do you either take with you from this, or what's just next on your agenda when you hit the ground back home?
I have, I'll just jump in. I have some commissions and other projects coming up that I'm really excited about. One of which is a guitar concerto, and to be here and get advice on this piece, and to hear the other pieces and hear live things being changed and worked on in order to get them better to speak or something. I'm already thinking towards that next piece and applying it towards that next piece, and taking those practical score suggestions and making sure those are all set up, because I know that it's going to take a lot of time and energy and effort to craft, and I want to make the, you know, all of that easy for myself, as easy as possible, so I can focus on the music. And to get this like wealth of ideas and inspiration from all the living, breathing components of this week, I think is just going to inform this next big piece and the other things going forward, especially in a more orchestral setting.
I'm actually moving to San Francisco to start a graduate program at the conservatory there in composition. That'll be great. I'm going to slow things down a little bit and write a piano trio, something smaller. I think that's a nice next step, instead of to immediately start writing another giant piece. You know, I got a lot to think about.
Probably the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go sleep for 3 or 4 days. I actually, in preparation for this, I actually kind of pumped the brakes on a lot of other things. I have a tendency to do that, which is something I need to work on. When there's a big thing coming up, I tend to put other compositional things aside, and that's not a great habit to be in. Sometimes you have to. But in this case, it's actually been kind of a blessing in disguise. You know, I've got a couple small chamber projects I'm working on, but since I did kind of clear everything in preparation for this, it's a real reset point, which is kind of rare. And so I'm really excited to kind of take some of the things we learned, some things they talked about from everyone we've talked to, the practical career building things, and sort of reset my plan with these things in mind. Be a little bit more intentional about some things, a little bit more aggressive in some areas, I think. So, my bad habit actually paid off this time.
Maybe just to Brian's, a little bit of Brian's point, I think after working on this piece, I'm writing some solo piano pieces right now, and it was like really important for me, at least. I don't know how you guys feel, to kind of, after doing this, do something that was like totally opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So like, whereas the orchestra piece is, as I said, kind of dark and angsty and loud, these piano pieces are like super lighthearted and very short. I was writing a Baroque style fugue for one of the miniatures yesterday. So it's like kind of, you know, it couldn't be more different than the orchestra piece, but it's, I feel like that's important, because otherwise you just get kind of caught up writing the same piece over and over again. And while that, you know, while people may have really liked this piece or, you know, whatever, that's not how you really grow as a composer, at least in my opinion. I think it's good to be flexible and try to encompass as many different voices and styles as you can.